From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Roy Blunt Jr., and Jesse Klein. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl debuts the racy video for his hit single, Limb Wrecking Ball, in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, according to the Wall Street Journal, new developments in science and medicine mean humans can finally have the perfect what?
I don't know. Is it something kind of dirty?
No.
No.
It's something that most people don't need scientific or medical help with, especially in the mid-afternoon after a large meal.
The perfect nap.
Yes, indeed. The perfect nap. Science has finally brought us that. Huh. Naps, of course, are second only to girls on the list of things we hated in preschool but want desperately now. So the Wall Street Journal looked into this, and they say that new research from several major research institutions say the ideal nap window begins at 1 p.m., the ideal nap length, 90 minutes. A researcher at Penn also revealed the one key to the perfect nap, but unfortunately he did so in a 90-minute lecture starting at 1 p.m. Sleep specialists, you'll be pleased to hear this, advise finding idle time at work to nap when you don't have much to do, like during your lunch break or during the Bluff the Listener game.
I nap everywhere I go.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. The hard part for me is unnapping. You know, scientifically staying awake is hard for me.
I know.
I panic after I take a nap.
Really?
Yeah, like I have a very hard time napping, but like sometimes I'll fall asleep and then I just wake up in like a sheer panic.
Oh, for what?
Just like, oh my God, I can't believe I was asleep. Mm. And I'm also...
So you're not really aware of all the functions your body can do.
No, Paula. And I also...
Every day is a world of wonder for you.
Every day is a winding road. And I also wake up from a nap, like the panic leads to like insane hunger. Mm. I'll eat a lot very quickly after nap. Mm. Anyone else? No?
I'm okay. Not professional, but each of these things is perfectly normal. Sleeping,
okay.
Eating,
okay.
Yeah, that's,
yeah, panicking,
yeah,
panic eating, okay.
Yeah. Do you
it's
find that you
life.
Walk and digest as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay, those
yes.
are all things, and I think this is good for you to be with a group and share, because this is how we discover that we have much more in common than we have differences, you know. We've all, and I think everyone will admit it, we've been eating and sleeping.
I feel so much better.
Yeah, you're one of us. And if you have methane gas as well, you are in like Flint.
Guilty. Guilty.
Jesse, it's pumpkin spice latte season at Starbucks, otherwise known as White People Month. Not everybody is happy. What group is protesting the pumpkin spice latte?
Someone's protesting the pumpkin spice latte?
Yes.
Where are they? Bring them to me. Ooh. Someone, a group,
yes.
Not one person.
Well, one person represents a group.
Like, just specifically the Starbucks pumpkin spice latte?
Yes.
Someone from Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf?
No. Nor from Pete's, not a competitor. I'll give you a hint, they're also against the beefaccino and the vanilla chicken broth espresso.
Whoa.
Like my mom?
Jack-o'-lanterns.
How about vegans?
Why
what?
Are they
what?
Upset?
No.
The vegans are upset.
Ugh.
Well, vegans, as you know, they don't have eggs, meat, dairy, or senses of humor. And they're upset because all over the country, vegans just went, that's not funny. So most Starbucks drinks can be made vegan, right? Soy milk or whatever. But the pumpkin spice latte cannot be made vegan because it turns out pumpkins are not plants. They're very large, very lazy orange mice.
We knew that.
Oh, right. This is a drag of a story.
Yeah. Certainly creating a situation in my life.
Why is it a drag of a story, Jesse?
I mean, I don't even know where to begin. Go do a math problem or something. I don't know. Like, go try to help out.
Ooh.
You know who farts the most? Vegans.
Ooh.
Science.
I'm only making one appearance in this fleeting pumpkin life. Could you grant my one desire when you carve me with that knife? Please, 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 please give me a smile. I'm only gonna be here.